Spokane 8, Victoria 1. The Victoria Royals experienced a bit of everything in a three-game Western Hockey League swing through the U.S. division, which concluded 1-1-1, following an 8-1 loss Saturday night to the Chiefs before 6,182 fans at the Veterans Memorial Arena in Spokane. The road trip began with a rally from a 3-1 third-period deficit to salvage a point in a 4-3 shootout loss Wednesday to the powerhouse CHL top 10-ranked Winterhawks in Portland, followed by an impressive 5-1 win over a solid Americans team Friday night in Tri-City. "We had a heck of a win last night, against the Americans, but didn't back it up tonight, against the Chiefs," said Royals head coach James Patrick, following Saturday's blowout loss in Spokane. "We did not play well enough. I can't mention anyone because it was a collective effort from the whole team. It wasn't good enough. It was losing 50-50 battles and not getting pucks out. From the goaltender out, we did not play well enough. This league is too good to have a game like that." The youthful Chiefs, 9-1-0-2, on Saturday didn't even need much of a contribution from Berkeley Catton, ranked as a top 5 player for the 2024 NHL draft, and who had just one assist. Cole Wadsworth and Rasmus Ekstrom led the Spokane assault with 2 goals each. Reggie Newman scored for Victoria. The Royals prize rookie Cole Reschany had his point streak snapped at 14 games. "It was Victoria's third game in 4 days, but that was no excuse," said Patrick. "I don't buy fatigue for one bit. I don't think that should be a thought in anyone's mind." They, Chiefs, played back-to-back and are in the midst of the same type of schedule that we are. They played in Wenatchee last night and both buses arrived at this arena at the same time. The Royals' 17-year-old rookie and presumptive goaltender of the future Jaden Kraus is promising but has let in 16 goals in his last 2 starts, including Saturday night in Spokane that followed an 8-3 loss to the Lethbridge Hurricanes before that in Victoria. Patrick did not pull Kraus in either game. "I wanted to see how hard he was going to battle through it," said Patrick. "He's had some tough games and I wanted to see him battle, and that's why he stayed in." The Royals' other goaltender is reliable 20-year-old WHL veteran Braden Holt, who has been solid. The Royals, the 2nd of October 13, returned to Save on Foods Memorial Center on Tuesday and Wednesday to play the Kamloops Blazers, 6-1-3-4. The Blazers on Friday blew up the season to build for the future by trading NHL second-round Toronto Maple Leafs draft pick Fraser Minton to Saskatoon for the Blades' first-round picks in the 2024 and 2025 WHL Prospects drafts, a fourth-rounder in 2024 and hometown Kamloops forward Jordan Keller. The Blades' co-lead lead the Eastern Conference and are all in for this season. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.